Thank you. You may be seated, and if you have your Bibles with you this morning, you can turn with me to Psalm 51, please. Psalm 51, and let's just pray together again before we look into the Word this morning. Thank you, dear God, for your Word. Thank you, Father, for what we've heard already this morning. Lord, that when we walk at any community and we see the buildings and we see those places, dear God, that it's occupied by people for whom Christ died. Lord, that we would be burdened for the lost. Father, we would be sensitive as believers to your will and to your word and to your ways. Lord, we thank you for the great gift of salvation. I pray, Lord, this morning, if there's one here outside of Christ, that you'd speak to them. Father, as believers, that we would recognize and realize from time to time we defile ourselves with the world and we need washed. I would ask, Lord, that you'd speak to us, you'd encourage us, give us victory in our lives in Christ's name. Amen. I've been entitled this message with a question. It's just a question, are you clean? When you stop and think about it this morning, and take a look at God's Word and think about what God's Word says. The Bible tells us that a righteous, just, holy, sovereign, almighty, powerful, loving, all-knowing God created the heavens and the earth, and he put people here. Interestingly enough, most of us appreciate having a free will, don't we? I just love the idea that I can do whatever I want. And one of the greatest curses I think sometimes that I have is that the Lord would allow me to make choices because I make the wrong ones sometimes. God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and we know that they fell there. And we inherited our sin nature through Adam. So when I look at a room such as this morning, I know for sure that we were all born lost. We're sinners. I trust most of us, maybe all of us this morning, are born again. We're saved, but we were lost and condemned in sin. And I started, the other day I was reading in the Psalms, and I turned to Psalm 51. I had in my mind that Sunday's going to be Mother's Day. And some of you may be thinking, it's Mother's Day, why would somebody turn to Psalm 51? Let me show you. I didn't get very far. Verse 1, it says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions." Then it says, "Wash me." And I started to think about what mothers do. We see them here even in church on Sunday morning. They're holding the little guy, and it's a continual... All these things that we get on ourselves, our mothers make sure that we're clean. My memory goes back, and one of the things that I disliked most in my childhood was my mother making sure that I was clean. It wasn't so much that I wanted to be dirty, I didn't like washing. Put water and soap and that all over you. And I found that at our house, and I used to be macho when I was a kid. Soap makes you smell like a woman. I didn't want to smell like a woman, I wanted to smell more like a horse or something like that. Sometimes maybe a pig or maybe a truck driver or a mechanic or anything except a woman, because I was tough. And I can remember one time in particular, I've thought about this so many times. You know what it's like? My dad was the guy, he's like the Lord. If you're going to sit around my table and eat at my table, you have to be clean. And I never was. 5 siblings. I always got to eat after everyone else because they would come to the table clean and I'd have to go wash your hands. I'd wash my hands, come back. What about your face? Well, I don't eat with my face. Yeah, but we have to look at it. Go wash your face. And I always managed to get myself filthy. One particular time, you know that Mom almost washed my head off. "Tony, what's on your neck?" "A by this time I'm getting frustrated. You know, the real truth of the matter is I'm part native. I have a native neck. It's brown. It's darker than the rest of me, and it wouldn't come off. And anyway, got to be a laugh. And then I got thinking, sometimes I visit this daycare. And one of the things is, and, you know, the idea of mothers bring their kids there, they want them kept clean everywhere. Mom wanted us to be clean. And the idea is, you're as a mother, you taught your kids, you kept them clean until they got to be of an age when you teach them to keep themselves clean, right? And you go in there, and I was frustrated. You know, I go into the daycare, and if there's 8 or 9 kids, whatever's there, they all run. I feel like I'm in an aquarium. And they're grabbing at you. So you pick them up and so on. There's one little guy who can't walk yet, and I have to be careful to remember so I don't stand him when I'm finished. But imagine this. You pick him up, and whoa, smells like the septic cleaner truck. And it's interesting. Oh, by the way, Tony, check him to see if he's clean. I don't need to check him. Then all of a sudden, the smell is gone. Now it's back again. Maybe it's not him. Well, check him. Well, how do you check him? Well, you sniff him. First you smell him. Then you sniff him. What does that mean? You hold... Don't smell anything. Well, check him. How do I check him? Look in. It's dark in there, right? And this is where it ends with me. Check him. I smelled, I sniffed, I looked. Now what do you do? Well, stick your finger down in. I'm not going to do that. Listen. We're supposed to keep the kids clean. Your mother kept you clean. And she taught you to keep yourselves clean. And as I read through this and it said, wash me, I got thinking about the fact, being Mother's Day and so on, your mother washed your clothes, right? I was the guy, and I still am. Can remember one time on a highway in Newfoundland, Eugene and I were going to something important, must have been because I was wearing a suit. Some ladies had difficulty with their car. We knew them. So I had to crawl under there. So with the exception of my pants, I took my clothes off. Why? Because I didn't want to get my suit wrecked. Or I shouldn't say I didn't. Somebody didn't want me to. And as I read through this, listen to it again. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. We were born in sin. Those of us who are here this morning and are believers, we've trusted Christ as our Savior. Now, David pictures the man who was a believer who defiled himself after the fact. Here's a believer asking the Lord to wash him. And I got thinking about the fact, as far as my life with my mother and my clothes, it was frustrating for them to keep clothes on my back. Because I would destroy my clothes with grease. And I would destroy my clothes with soot. Anything that would ruin your clothes, I would ruin them. How does an article of clothing get to the place where, it, if it's not full of holes, that happened too? Can remember one time, you know, my brother and I were out, and he was 5 years younger than me, and he got his feet wet, and he couldn't get his rubbers off, so Tony, help him get his rubbers off. Ripped the sole off his new boot. What's the matter with you? I don't know. Nothing. These cheap boots. Listen. Somewhere along the line, we get to the place where an article of clothing gets to where it can't be used anymore and it's discarded. We get it so stained and we get it so filthy that mother would say, you can't wear that anymore. You look awful. You ruined your clothes. Do you know that our righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord? And I get thinking about this as I read through this. Wash me thoroughly, cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. David had fallen in sin, and he bowed before the Lord, and he was asking to become clean. It seems like that I've got my garments so filthy that I'm no longer useful. We can't come before the Lord with the garments of the world. And what happens with us as believers, we rub shoulders with the world, and we sometimes become defiled to the place where we can't seem to get the stains out. With a garment, when it gets to that point, we discard of it. You don't have to turn there. I jotted this down in case my memory fails me. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 22. For though thou wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord. Sin will leave a stain on the person of you. To the extent where there is nothing, there has been nothing invented that can make it clean. Mothers teach us to clean, they clean us, then they teach us to clean ourselves. I'm talking about a situation, I'm talking about something that would defile us, and there's nothing humanly possible that we can do to cleanse ourselves. And I want to tell you as believers, mothers also teach us what is necessary to cleanse ourselves spiritually, to cleanse our hearts. David goes on and says, I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. And in the hidden part thou shalt make me know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out mine iniquities. And then it says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Two things in this passage that stuck out to me. One was, wash me, and create in me what? What does it say? Clean heart. Make my heart clean. We defile our bodies. We're a triune being. We have a body, a soul, and a spirit. Sometimes we start walking or we walk too close to the edge. Step over the line a little bit and we become defiled. And David said a couple of things to wash, and then he says, create in me a clean heart. I became interested in the word create here. It carries with it the idea to make something from nothing. It's the same word that's used in Genesis 1:1. When God began, he created from nothing by speaking. And as I looked at this and I thought, what in the world can this mean? David isn't saying give me a new heart, but what he wants is a heart that would become clean. He had become defiled in his very heart. Causes me sometimes to stop and look and to reflect and to ask myself, in the eyes of a holy, righteous, just God, in his presence where there cannot be any sin, and am I clean before God? When I was young and irresponsible, to the point where I was unable yet to look after myself, God provided me a mother to keep me clean. I was taught how to keep from getting dirty, and I was also taught when I slip and I do get dirty, how to make myself clean. Isn't it interesting that we have a God that made the same provision for us spiritually? Knowing that we're sinners by nature, and knowing that although we had not to, and provision is made that we don't have to, but we will sin as believers. And when David said, create in me a new heart, that's good news. Because God can take the filth, that we allow to enter into our hearts and into our lives. And the same as He created the heavens and the earth and everything that we see, He can create in us, in you and in me, a heart that's clean in His eyes. And then He can restore unto us the joy of our salvation. And in my case, when I was a boy, I could sit down at Dad's table and I could eat after I was made clean. Do you know that we can have communion and fellowship with God only when we're clean? And the truth of the matter is, the message that I'm bringing to you this morning, that the only way that we possibly can make ourselves clean is if someone does it for us. A little child, before they're able to walk and they're able to talk, has to have someone to make them clean. You know that as adults, spiritually speaking, we don't have the wherewithal to make ourselves clean. We have to depend on the God who loves us, the God who created us, the God who sent the Lord Jesus Christ, who willingly took our place. So my question this morning, or the purpose of this, when we reflect and think about Mother's Day, is just this. Are you clean? If you're not clean, turn to the Lord, who is able and willing to wash you, and not to make you white as snow, as Isaiah says, but whiter than snow. Let's pray. Thank you again, our Father, for these few minutes that we have had. And we thank you, Lord, for this great psalm. Lord, the wonderful hope that we have, because all of us know that we defile ourselves every day. And that you can wash us and you can make us clean. And you can create in us a clean heart. And we thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen.